everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radioland. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have game one of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 5:45. We are going to have a delayed start. Originally, we were supposed to start at 5 o'clock, but we got smoked by a pretty strong storm right around the 4:30 area. But the good news is that has moved out, and the sunny skies are back. The grounds crew is taking care of the field, and these two teams should be ready to go for baseball in about 10 minutes from now. We last left off on Sunday afternoon with Daytona beating the Mets 8-5 to split a six-game series. So the Mets, the last two series, have gone 3-3 at Fort Myers and then home Daytona. And now we will see what lays in wait with the Cardinals and the Mets. This is the second time these two teams are meeting. They played six games at Clover Park about a month ago. Palm Beach won the first four. The Mets won the last two. So Palm Beach ended up winning the series 4-2, but the Mets got the last laugh. Palm Beach has a three-game lead over Jupiter for first place in the Florida State League East Division, and there are only nine games remaining. So this is a big series for Palm Beach, a potential clinching series in the first half. Jupiter is up right now in Daytona. They need to win, and they need some help from the Mets. Daytona is 24-33. Eliminated the Mets 19-37 after Sunday's loss, long eliminated. Over in the West Division, Clearwater has won the division. They did that on Saturday. The Threshers have a 40-16 record. Bradenton and Fort Myers are 30-27. Dunedin 28-29. Tampa 26-31. And Lakeland 25-35. Those last five teams try again in the second half. Other games around the Florida State League tonight as every team gets a new series going. Lakeland is at Dunedin at 6:30, Tampa at Clearwater at 6:30, Fort Myers visits Bradenton at 6:30, and Jupiter at Daytona at 6:35. And once again, our new start time is set for 5:45 after rain moved through Palm Beach County earlier today. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup, the lineups, and that should take us close to first pitch on this Tuesday night in Jupiter, Florida.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show continues at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals and the Miami Marlins, set to undergo a major renovation in short order. Managers meeting at home plate right now, Gilbert Gomez in his first year with St. Lucie, Gary Kendall in his third year with the Palm Beach Cardinals. The umpires for this series, Alex Lawrie and Davian Fry. Lawrie is the plate umpire tonight, relaying the calls from the ABS system, and Fry is the base umpire. Starting pitching matchup in today's ballgame features a major league rehabber for the St. Lucie Mets. It is Jose Quintana. At long last, Jose Quintana will make his Mets organizational debut. He was signed to a big free agent contract, 2 years, $34 million in the offseason. But unfortunately, he was injured in spring training, and he underwent bone graft surgery in March to repair a fractured rib. And during that, a benign lesion was found. That is good news for him, but it's taken him a while to get going. The timeline all along was a July return to the big leagues, and the timeline really has not changed. Here we are on June 13th. Quintana, who's already throwing some bullpens and some live BPs, will now get into game action with St. Lucie. We expect him to go two innings and about 35 pitches. Now the lefty was on the mound for the Mets tonight. He will be opposed by Hansel Rincon, a 21-year-old from Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. He's making his 11th start for Palm Beach this year. He has a 5-2 record and a 3.16 ERA, 35 strikeouts and 57 innings for Hansel Rincon, who is still warming up down in the Palm Beach bullpen. Mets have seen Rincon this year. May 19th, he dominated 6 shutout innings with a walk and 2 strikeouts as part of a 1-0 Palm Beach win. Rincon on the mound for the Cardinals. And he doesn't look like he's even that close to finishing his bullpen session down the right field line. We'll continue the pregame show for as long as it takes. Let's get to today's starting lineup. We'll begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center field is Wilfredo Lara. He clocked his team-high 7th home run on Sunday. Jet Williams, who went 0-15 to finish that prior series against Daytona, bats second. He'll play short. Junior Tillian, with the power surge recently, is hitting third and playing third. He had the 2-homer game on Saturday. Jacob Reimer saw the end of his 8-game hitting streak on Sunday, went 0-4. He is the DH and cleanup hitter. Vincent Perrozzo bats fifth. He's catching. He had 2 hits on Sunday. Karell Paz should be well-rested. Didn't play Sunday, and we were off yesterday. He bats sixth. He's in left. Yerel Martinez had a 2-run hit on Sunday. He's up to a 7-game hitting streak. He bats eighth. He's at first. Kevin Villavicencio hits eighth. He's at second base. He's hit safely in 21 of his last 28 games. And Rylan Thomas rounds out the order for the Mets, batting ninth, playing right. For the Cardinals, Juan Ben Cho leads off and plays right field. He hit the ball hard several times against the Mets in the prior series between the teams. R.G. Yeager hits second and plays first. Chris Rotondo bats third. He's in left field. Michael Curiale had a tough series against the Mets a month ago, but overall has been very good. He is at the hot corner batting cleanup. Leonardo Bernal hits fifth. He's the catcher. He's the highest-ranked prospect on this Cardinals team. Joshua Baez is not far behind him. He bats sixth. He's the DH. Adinson Cruz hits seventh. He's in center. Lisandro Espinoza bats eighth. He's at short. And Javier Bolivar bats ninth. He is the second baseman. Those are the starting lineups for the Mets and Cardinals in Game 1 of a 6-game series. The Mets are going to have to get used to this place, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Their next 12 games are here. 45-minute bus ride from Clover Park to the visiting clubhouse. After these 6 games with Palm Beach are done, we'll have a Monday off day, and then we'll come back down for 6 more days against the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the affiliate of the Hammerheads, or the Miami Marlins. Mets have already played 6 games here this year, and those were against the Jupiter Hammerheads, the first road series of the season. Mets split those 6 games 3-3. Overall, they have 24 games scheduled in this ballpark. And tonight is number 7. Cardinals are taking the field, which means it is time for the national anthem. We will pause for that. And then on the other side, we'll have first pitch Game one of a six-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals. And it's go time for the Mets and Cardinals. They're meeting for the seventh time out of 24 games this season. Palm Beach leads the season series 4-2, but the Mets have won 2 in a row in the season series. That first win over the Cardinals snapped a season-long 9-game losing streak that had spiraled the Mets to an 8-29 record, by far the worst in the minors. The Mets are 11-8 since that final loss to Palm Beach. Palm Beach, on the other side, on their hand, trying to have a big week here at home and close out the first half and win a title. Mets' goal this week to prevent the Cardinals from having the champagne celebration at their expense. It will be Wilfredo Lara, Jet Williams, and Junior Tillian to lead off. Mets wearing their road gray jerseys tonight. St. Lucie in blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers trimmed in orange on the back. Everybody with the solid blue cap and the orange STL logo. Mets in these gray jerseys are only 4-14. It's been a tough slog on the road for the Mets. Just 7-17 overall after they lost a couple of games to Fort Myers on their last road trip. They had lost 15 out of 16 road games, but they ended up winning 3 of the last 4 in that series. Palm Beach going with the home white jerseys, Palm Beach in red across the front in that St. Louis-style script with the two Redbirds sitting on the yellow bat, much like the parent club. Palm Beach here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium has a 15-12 record. Home put umpire Alex Lawry signals for first pitch. Here it comes. It's a fastball outside for ball one to Wilfredo Lara, and we are underway. First pitch at 7:49. It is 80 degrees and sunny at the moment. At the Dean, thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one as Lara takes a second pitch outside for ball two. Pitch rides high, fastball at 92 from Hansel Rincon. And it's a 3-0 count. 3-0, and that will be ripped down the left field line, foul. Well, Lara was all over it, but too quick as it lands about 3 feet to the left of the chalk line, 10 feet into the outfield grass. 3-1 pitch from Rincon is too high, ball four, so Lara begins the game with a free pass. Mets come into today's action with a 19-37 record. Palm Beach in first place at 34-23. 3-game lead over Jupiter with 9 to play. Jupiter up the road at Daytona for 6. They'll start in about 40 minutes from now. Jet Williams takes a pitch high. Jet really struggled in the last 3 games of that series against Daytona. Didn't get on base at all his last 3 games. Still fourth in the league in walks. Skies one deep left field. Rotondo goes back. It's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Jet Williams clubs a two-run homer to straightaway left field to give the Mets a 2-0 lead. And it's Jet's third of the season. And, boy, did he need that. Big fly in a tough ballpark to hit home runs for Jet Williams. So the top prospect on the team, a top three prospect in the Mets organization, their second first-round draft pick last year, gets a charge into one. As this pitch is down and away from Tillian, so it could not be a better start for the Mets through two batters, a walk and a home run. Tillian is up next, and he takes a couple off the mark, and the catcher, Leonardo Bernal, will go out and have a word with his pitcher, Hansel Rincon, who might be suffering the effects of the rain delay, as first pitch officially at 5:48, which puts us at a 48-minute delayed start, and that's the 10th different game the Mets have played this year that has featured a delay. That does not include the suspended games or the postponements. And for the Mets, this is game number 57. So they're used to it. Maybe Palm Beach is not. Mound visit over. Fastball too high. Ooh, a high strike. Delayed call by Alex Lawrie. So we do have the ABS system calling all the pitches tonight. Lawrie just telling us what he hears in his earpiece. Tillian swings and misses at the slider down and away. That'll even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fastball foul tip for strike 3. Took something off. Fastball had some run on it, 87. So Tillian strikes out for the first out of the first. And Jacob Reimer will come up. Tillian 2-0 count, 3 straight strikes after that well-timed mound visit from Leonardo Bernal. Fastball inside at 92 to Reimer. Reimer on Sunday looking for a 9-game hitting streak, went 0 for 4, by far the quietest day he's had in quite some time. As this 1-0 pitch hits the outside corner. Reimer in his last 14 games is hitting .396. It's a 19 for 48 stretch. And he has scored 12 runs in that span, including one on Sunday, even though he didn't get a hit. Rincon has fallen behind with a breaking ball outside. It's 2-1. Rincon's breaking ball, 83-mile-per-hour backup slider, called the strike inside corner, 2-2 on Reimer. Change up, strike 3. Right on the inside corner. Rincon, back-to-back strikeouts after the Williams home run, and he's just fed Tillian and Reimer now. A couple of change-ups. Good breaking balls there to Reimer, who seemed to be befuddled. 2-0 Mets, 2 outs, nobody on for Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo had a 2-hit game on Sunday in the loss. He's got 9 multi-hit games this season, and he swings through a change-up for strike 1. Perozzo currently on a 4-game hitting streak, which has matched his season long. And he rips this ball to right field. That's deep, and that's going to roll all the way to the wall. Vincent Perozzo will take a turn and go back to first. Great job in right field by Cho to get the ball back to the infield. And that ball was hit so hard by Perozzo, he had to hold with a single. So it went off the wall and kicked right out to Juan Ben Cho, who would have had him at second base. I'm going to say Perozzo is second on the teams in doubles, but he did not get one there. Check the exit velocity on that hit. Has to be well past 100 miles an hour as Karell Paz fouls once off of Bernal for strike 1. At Perozzo, 109 off the bat on that changeup. And looks like Bernal will need a moment to shake it off. Paz deflected that pitch off of his mask. Paz takes one off the hip, a slider. Got him right below the hip, maybe. He will take his base, and Peroso will push up to second. Two on with two outs for Yarrell Martinez. The home run by Jet Williams, his third of the year. Exit velocity 101 off the bat. A 30-degree launch angle, he hit it 387 feet. Would have been a home run in 29 out of 30 Major League ballparks. The one it would not have been, the newly revamped Camden Yards. Yarrell Martinez, a spot here to try to put the Mets up three runs, will take a called strike on the inside corner. Martinez had a two-run hit on Sunday. He's up to a seven-game hitting streak, active. He's already had a 10-gamer this season. 0-1 pitch, and he swings over the top of a changeup. And it's nothing in two. Mets have scored two in the inning on the homer by Williams. Then back-to-back strikeouts. Looked like Rincon's going to get out of it easily. Now he's trying to strand a pair. 0-2 pitch, and it's inside. Corner for strike three. Three strikeouts in the inning. Two hits, a walk, and a hit batter. A lot going on in the top of the first, including the home run by Jet Williams to provide a lead for Jose Quintana, who will make his rehab debut on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. We are radio only this week and next week here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Back on Valley Live on June 28th to face the Dunedin Blue Jays. For now, facing the Palm Beach Cardinals with Jose Quintana on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. Free agent signed a two-year, $34 million deal with the Mets in the offseason, but has not been able to pitch for the Amazons so far, but hopefully that will change shortly. He begins this rehab assignment by facing Juan Bincho, and the lefty's first pitch is thrown for ball one at 89 miles per hour. Now, Quintana had a bone graft surgery in March to repair a rib fracture, during which a benign lesion was found. So that has kept him on the sidelines all season as he throws a second pitch high. It's 2-0 on Cho. Quintana, 2-0 pitch, dropped in for a strike at 91. From the get-go, the hope was that Quintana will be able to come back by July, and the timetable has not changed as this breaking ball missed inside for ball three, curve at 77. And he gets a lefty in Cho right out of the gate and has fallen behind three balls and a strike. 3-1. Too high for ball four. Fastball at 90. Quintana, 34 years old, resides in Miami, born in Colombia, has 10 years and 133 days of service time. Signed through next season, one of 25 Colombian-born players to reach the majors. Joins former St. Lucie Met Dilson Herrera as the only Colombian-born players to play for the Mets. Here's a pop-up into the shallow center field, twisting around as Viva Sencio. The Mets second baseman will put it away. This retires R.J. Yeager. One out in the bottom of the first, 2-0 Mets. As Chris Rotondo comes up. Quintana looks over to first and will throw a low pickoff dug out by Martinez. Career highlights for Quintana include being the only pitcher in the majors who has made at least 30 starts in 8 different seasons since 2013. That streak will be snapped this year. It's tough luck for the Mets as Quintana misses low. Now the Mets signing Verlander this year, Scherzer 2 years ago. Those guys, upper 30s, and Verlander in his 40s, and they're hoping that Quintana could be the guy who could log a lot of innings, and it's not worked out. This might, a ground ball to Williams, throws to second for one. Villavicencio's return throw is good. Rotondo has hit into a 6-4-3 double play. So a good first inning for Jose Quintana. Walks the leadoff man, but gets a pop out and a double play ball. He gets through the first inning unscathed. 2-0 Mets going to the second in Jupiter.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
We're in the second inning. Here at the Dean, 48-minute delayed start. Never got clarification on why we were originally supposed to start this game at 5. It's been on the schedule like that the whole year. I was grateful for it. The earlier start, the better, in my book. Ground ball hit hard, foul by Villavicencio. 8-9-1 due up for the Mets in this second inning. Good success against Hansel Rincon in the first. A couple of hits, including Williams' two-run homer. A walk and a hit batter, but also 3 strikeouts. It's a good-looking curveball for strike two. O-2 pitch is hit out towards second. This is fielded by Bolivar. Sidearms to first to retire Villavicencio. On the ground out, one away. In the top of the second, and we'll bring up the nine-man, Ryland Thomas. Tomorrow, we have a 6:30 game. Same goes for Thursday and Friday. Saturday, 4 o'clock. Sunday, 12. Ground ball knocked down by the first baseman, Yeager, but he pushes it away from himself. And he knocked it down, but it kept trickling away. This is likely to be an E3. And a range to his right. Rincon was off the mound to go cover the bag, but the throw never came as Yeager chased it out towards second.
and already they post an error on the scoreboard. Well, Thomas on. Back to the top we go, and Lara, who drew a walk to start the game, and he will swing and miss at a breaking ball for strike one. Cardinals sloppy early. Walk, hit, batter, and an error, hitting into a double play. Breaking ball, a slider this time. Ooh, called the strike. Now, ABS is not quick tonight. Usually we see the reaction of the umpire on the strike calls quicker. O-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed the changeup. Lara strikes out on three pitches. That is already the fourth strikeout for Rincon on the night. He had success against the Mets back at Clover Park on May 19th in a seven-inning game, six shutout innings, two hits, a walk, only two strikeouts. He does not strike out a ton of batters, so this is unusual. As Jet Williams comes back to the plate, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. Jet clobbered the high fastball over the left field wall in the first inning. So not surprising to see that Rincon tried something different. Fastball grounded deep to third. That's a fair ball. Clips away from Curiali. All he can do is keep it near the infield. Good sliding knockdown by Curiali to prevent a double when he was not going to get either Mets runner. It's an infield single for Jet Williams. He's 2-for-2 in the first two innings. Thomas up to second. And Thomas, he might have been able to score on that play if that ball had not been knocked down by Curiali. Good beginning for Jet now. Junior Tillian is up. He struck out last time. And he will ground one down the line, just foul. Boy, the Mets, some hard-hit balls off Rincon so far this evening. A couple of fouls, including that one, have really been scalded. Tillian on a good run. He's recorded a hit in 11 of his last 14. And he dribbles one foul here, and it's nothing in two. His 19 extra base hits are eighth in the league. Three homers and three doubles in his last nine. Two on and two outs. 0-2 count. Rincon's pitch is hit high and to the right side. A lot of foul territory. Jaeger trying to make the catch and will. Long range for the first baseman and foul ground retires Tillian. Nice running catch, and the Mets leave two. No runs, one hit, one error, two stranded. You go to the home second, still 2-0 St. Lucie.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
I was Jose Quintana back out for the second inning. Expected to go two innings or 30 to 35 pitches. He only faced three batters in the first inning thanks to the double play ball, only threw eight. So, yeah, good to go for another. And he throws the first pitch fastball to Michael Chiarelli. Now, Quintana representing Colombia in the 2017 and the 2023 World Baseball Classic. As he throws one inside. And the windup, 2-0 pitch to Chiarelli. Gets the inside corner. Another fastball at 90 miles per hour. He actually played for the Dominican, or rather the Venezuelan Mets back in 2006. Remember, there used to be a Venezuelan Summer League, not just the Dominican Summer League. Gets a swing and a miss on a curveball from Chiarelli to even the count. Chiarelli will use his time. Played in the Yankees minor league system and finally broke through with the Chicago White Sox in 2012. As this pitch is nubbed. Well, nope, hit off of Chiarelli. Sent it nubbed out towards the first baseline, but it went off Chiarelli first. So with Chicago from 2012 through 2017, then went crosstown to the Cubs in the end of 17 through 2020. The Angels in 2021 and the Giants, too, in last year with Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Ground ball by Chiarelli, foul again. Last year, between the Pirates and the Cardinals, 165 two-thirds innings. So, the Cardinals at the end, pitched well to a 2.01 ERA, helping that team get to the playoffs. Payoff pitch coming to Chiarelli, and he will foul it back. Last year in the postseason against the Phillies, 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, and 1 start. The walk and 3 strikeouts. 5 career postseason games and a 2016 All-Star. Quintana's payoff pitch number 2. Curveball blooped into center field. This might fall, and it will. In front of Lara, he had to peel up, off at the last moment. And it's a win for Chiarelli, a bloop hit after that long battle. So another base runner for Quintana to deal with. And it will be Leo Bernal, top-rated prospect on the Cardinals team. Switch hitting catcher, and he takes one inside for ball one. Mets defensively, Perozzo is catching Quintana. Martinez at first, Villavicencio at second, Tillian at third, Williams the shortstop. Paz plays left, Lara center, and Ryland Thomas right. And they will play Bernal straight up. There's a throw over to first base. And Chiarelli is back safely. Quintana does get the benefit of the major league pitch clock, which means 20 seconds when a runner is on base, not 18 like the minor leaguers have. Fastball, a strike at the knees at 90. 1-1. Mets will begin to get the bullpen loosened up. This pitch misses low. Again, it was only 8 pitches coming into the inning. But Quintana had that lengthy battle with Bernal, or rather with Chiarelli. Now he's in a 2-1 count to Bernal, and he will throw over to first again. That's step off number 2, so no more throwovers or else it's a balk. Pitch comes home, fastball, strike two. Perfectly placed inside corner at the knees. Nobody out, runner on first. In the bottom of the second, Quintana, the 2-2 pitch. And that one's going to be lined into right center. Lara rounding to it and will make the catch on the run. That'll scamper Kiriale back to first. A line out towards right center by Bernal, first out of the inning. And Joshua Baez will come up. Bernal, the ninth-rated St. Louis prospect. Baez right behind at number 10. Right-handed hitting outfielder who will DH tonight, hitting .214 on the season. And Quintana, another bloop throw over to first base, checking in on Kiriale. Doesn't really have the intent to throw him out with that slow toss over. Kiriale, not a great base runner. 4 stolen bases, but he's been caught 6 times. Pop up, but that's out of play. Off to the right. Right off the roof here at the Dean and back down to the seats, which are empty tonight. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium closed to the public on Tuesdays and Sundays. There are a few folks scattered about, but they made it in on the player pass list. Wives, girlfriends, families, friends. Visiting broadcaster. As another ball is fouled away. Tomorrow, we'll welcome the fans back in, and it will be a Silver Sluggers night at the Dean. It's usually well attended. Kiriale, a big lead. Shifting like he might go, throw over, another slow one by Quintana. Kiriale's safe again. I think Kiriale got the big lead because he doesn't believe that Quintana will throw over with any type of force. O2 pitch coming home, and it's high. Quintana had that look like he might throw over again, which you can do. You can throw over for a third time. The caveat is you have to get the pickoff, or it is a balk. Sure, Quintana knows the rules. 1-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. Jet will dive for it, and it's right underneath his mitt and into the outfield. Lahr will throw to third base, and it's going to be kicked away. Tillian will race towards it, back towards the mound. A single by Baez that's going to set up runners at the corners. Good hustle by Kiriale going first to third. Beat the throw by Lahr, and Tillian did a nice job blocking it, even though he couldn't make the catch. And that might do it for Quintana. Gilbert Gomez making his way out to the mound. And there will be a pitching change. So Quintana approaching 30 pitches. A long inning for him, considering he has not pitched yet this year, will exit. All in all, he got a double play. Gave up a couple of hits in the inning and a walk. So about what you'd expect for a guy who's basically just restarting his season. Now, Candido Cuevas will come in with runners at the corners and one out when we return in the second. Mets still leading 2-0.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Long developing inning against Jose Quintana, and he only faced three batters, so he's out of there on rehab assignment, and in comes Candido Cuevas, who is making his fourth start for St. Lucie, or his fourth appearance, and he throws a breaking ball that's in the dirt to Edinson Cruz for ball one. So Curiale at third, Baez on first, both singled in the inning. They're hit by Curiale was on the ninth pitch of the at-bat to open the inning. Cruz waits on the 1-0, and it's a fastball that is a called strike on the corner. So here's Cuevas, the young 19-year-old, who has looked like he's got good stuff but has not put it together totally in a game yet. His consistency, well, there's not been there. There's a ground ball deep to third that nearly hit Curiale in foul territory, and it's 1-2. Not a consistent strike thrower, but has good stuff. And what else do you would expect from a guy 19 making his full season debut? A 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three. Good curve, backed it right in there and caught Cruz looking. A clutch second out, and will keep runners at the corners. Just adds to the challenge by Cuevas to come in with runners at the corners. He's going to be the long man in the game for the Mets. I'm sure Gilbert Gomez would have loved to get him in there in a clean inning. Bring him in with one out, runners on first and third. He gets the strikeout. Now we'll face Lisandro Espinoza. Runner goes, pitch is flowing into shallow right field. Here comes Thomas. Long run. Martinez going back, and it's caught by Thomas. They collide, but Thomas pops back up and will run it back to the dugout. A near calamity for the Mets in shallow right field as Thomas waves for it the whole way, and Martinez does not get out of the way. Collides with him after Ryland made the catch. Ryland had to hold on like a receiver being knocked down out of bounds. He did. Completes the act of the catch, and that will end the inning. A missed chance for the Cardinals. 2-0 St. Lucie after two.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jacob Reimer pokes one just foul down the first base line as we begin the third inning. Mets lead the series opener 2-0 on the Jet Williams two-run homer. They've done a nice job against Hanso Rincon the first couple of innings with three hits, a walk, one-hit batter. Mets have also got a runner on via error. Reimer struck out looking in the first inning, trying to bounce back after that tough Sunday. Will bloop one into left field. That's going to die in for a hit. Now Reimer gets enough strength on that swing to knock it into left field for a leadoff single. Fourth hit of the afternoon, evening for the Mets. And Vincent Perozzo, who has one of those four hits, will come back up. Cone working from the left side of the rubber will throw this one fouled away. Final line for Jose Quintana, an inning and a third, two hits, no runs, a walk, no strikeouts. Through 26 pitches, 15 strikes. Well, Candido Cuevas got him off the hook, as did Rylan Thomas. That great catch, fighting off his own teammate. First baseman, oh, Andrew Seymour, general manager of the Cardinals, runs and gets that ball down the right field line. I see. Oh, that's not Andrew. He looks like Andrew. I think Andrew is wearing the same thing. A red shirt and the blue pants. That's not Andrew. I stand corrected. Bad eyesight here. 0-2 pitch coming on Perozzo. He will take it outside a changeup. The Cardinals, for whatever reason, are not down in their bullpen. Down the right field line in foul territory. All those white folding chairs are empty. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. So basically any ball hit down the right field line, and there's a ton of foul territory here. Any foul ball hit down there, who's going to go get it? It's a long run for Cho and Wright or Thomas, and the Mets are out there. Perozzo rips another one, and it's foul again. And it's going to go right to those bleachers, and that same fella must be an assistant trainer or a strength coach heading down there one more time. It's not like it's raining. And no fans are down there to bother them. Not sure why they... And now he's just going to stay down there. Yeah, that was a wise decision. Save himself the legs. This pitch comes inside and hits Perozzo, a changeup 83. And Rincon, after getting ahead nothing in two, plunks him. Second hit batter. And the Mets have first and second with nobody out. As Kirill Paz, who was the prior batter to be hit by Rincon, will come to the plate. Now, this is not looking like the Rincon who faced the Mets last month. And once you know it, there's a trio of Cardinals relievers now heading down to the dugout or bullpen with more to follow. Maybe they felt bad for that guy down there by himself. Paz takes a fastball inside. Meanwhile, everybody for the Mets bullpen is down where they should be. Deep into the left field corner. 1-0 pitch to Paz, and he will rocket one into right field for a base hit. Reimer being waved in. Here comes the throw by Cho. It's coming to the plate. It's up the line. Reimer scores on the RBI single by Kirill Paz. 3-0 Mets. Aggressive send by Gilbert Gomez down at third base. Reimer scores standing up. The throw looked like it was timely by Cho, but it was about 10 feet up the third base line. Vincent Perozzo had to hold up on contact to make sure that wasn't stabbed by the first baseman, Jaeger, winds up on third. A good read by him to go first to third on the throw home despite getting the late start. So they're at the corners. Nobody out for Yarrow Martinez. And he will foul one away for strike one, a foul tip. This is a great start for the Mets, up 3-0 with nobody out in the third. Not a team that has started well in series this year. As this pitch is laid in for a strike. They've only won two series openers, and both were against Daytona. But they did win series opener last week against Daytona, so trying to make it two in a row and off to a fine start. 0-2, and Martinez will take a fastball high. Martinez struck out looking in the first inning, now behind in the count 1-2. Very least trying to make contact and drive in a fourth run. He will nub one out towards short. Throw is going to go to second for one, and that will be the only out. Perozzo scores. Paz out at second. Martinez on the two-strike pitch. Gets it done. 4-0 Mets. Fielder's choice as Espinoza, the shortstop, had to scramble to that ball and then underhand tossed it to Bolivar at second, the only out the Cardinals could get. Bolivar didn't bother to try to throw over to first base. So an RBI fielder's choice for Martinez. And Kevin Vivasencio is next up, and he takes a ball low at 88. Vivasencio swings at the high fastball, 89, and it's nothing in two. So a two-run inning for the second time tonight. One out, runner on first. Vivasencio will have to wait. Throw goes to first base, and Martinez is back safely. Now Martinez, two RBI driven in on Sunday. One more here today. He's now got 21 on the season in his 34th game. Ground ball to third. Scooped up by Kiriali. Throws to Bolivar for one. Bolivar completes the double play turn. 5-4-3. Well done by the Cardinals to get out of the inning. But the first three for the Mets reach base. The first two score. Mets 4, Cardinals nothing halfway through the third.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
That's me flying solo tonight. We'll get John DeStefano and Josh Knupp in the mix later in the week. Maybe official scorer Bill Whitehead as well, as he's bored out of his gourd at home. He's got the Panthers to worry about tonight out in Las Vegas. Down here in South Florida, tough one last night for these fans with the heat going down and maybe the Panthers to follow shortly. But a good run by both teams. Kind of the last teams in, weren't they? Bolivar is the batter, and he's in a 2-0 count against Candido Cuevas. And Cuevas blows a fastball by him at 93. So Cuevas came in, runners at the corners, one out, two-run lead. Got a strikeout and a pop-out to prevent any runs from scoring. And then the Mets get two more for him. So 4-0 Mets, but he misses outside to Bolivar, and it's a 3-1 count. Fastball fouled away, right back to the on-deck circle. Tomorrow, the Mets expect to have Steven Ridings pitch in a major league rehab assignment for the third time, although it will be the first time out of the bullpen for Ridings. Will not start the game, as before this pitch can be delivered, Bolivar uses his timeout. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, just missed. That's a great take. A good pitch. Just missed the corner. Well, a leadoff walk for Bolivar to set the table for the top of the lineup. And Juan Bincho. Well, Cho in the prior series against the Mets didn't get the start in the first game, but then he made up for that. He went 9 for 20 in that series with a double and 5 RBI, and he hit the ball extremely hard. Hasn't got the chance to swing the bat yet today. He took a walk in the first from Quintana. He takes ball one here from Cuevas. Big lead for Bolivar, not running. Second pitch misses. It's 2-0. Now, the teams that have had success against Cuevas have made him come with the strike. They have not expanded their zones. He has struggled to consistently throw the ball over the plate and has not taken teams long to figure that out, as this pitch misses and it's 3-0. So the eager hitters have not done that well against him. I mean, in 9 innings pitched this year, he has walked 8. He has also struck out 12. But not a prolific strike thrower. 3-0 pitch, and that's going to back in for a strike. You know what I always say, the team has a big lead. Fastest way to bring the opponent back into play is to start walking guys. 3-1 pitch coming to Cho, and he will take it for strike 2. Cuevas has worked himself back into the count. It's full. Bolivar, wide stance from first. Not a big lead, though. Not going. 3-2 pitch. Strike 3. Caught him looking. Fastball scrapes the corner at 94 miles per hour. Cho down on strikes. Cuevas rallying from 3-0 to get the strikeout. That's impressive. See, that's the type of sequence that can get him rolling. Now these guys just can't wait out ball 4. R.J. Yeager up next, 1-on, 1-out, breaking ball, just missed outside. Yeager 0-for-1 with a pop out. Undrafted pick out of Mississippi State last year. Swings and misses at the fastball. He was one of several players from, well, right after the draft, whether drafted or not, signed shortly after the draft, that were assigned to the Palm Beach Cardinals by St. Louis within a week of the draft. It was kind of crazy. It all happened mid-series against the Mets last year. Ground ball to third. Tillian goes to second for one. Throw from Villavicencio is spiked in the dirt. Picked by Martinez, but not in time. Good effort. The Mets just missed turning their second double play of the night. Settle for a fielder's choice. 5-4. The ball is not hit overly hard to Tillian. And it was towards the lines. So that was a long throw. Villavicencio's throw was rushed and in the dirt. A great pick by Martinez. When he kind of waited to accept that ball into his body, kind of trying to pick it while reaching. That late action maybe resulting in the safe call, but as the first baseman, make sure you catch it first. At least the umpire then has the chance to give you the out. Well, Rotondo up. He's the one who hit into the double play in the first inning. And a 1-0 pitch, and he swings and misses the high fastball. It's 1-1. Tondo, another one of those Cardinals last year from the draft, coming right over. 19th round pick out of Villanova. It was almost like the Cardinals completely changed teams in the middle of a six-game series. 2-2 pitch is walloped into left field for a base hit. Rotondo, a clean single. That will set up first and second as Yeager moves up a bag. Two down, and Curiali is up. So Curiali, and he's another one. Right after the draft came to Palm Beach. 12th round pick out of UCLA. It might be in the first half MVP discussion in the Florida State League. First pitch, line ball, line drive foul. He basically came into the prior series against the Mets leading the league in every category imaginable, except for home runs. He was up there in doubles, OPS, slugging, on base, batting average, hits, runs, as this pitch is down and away. And he was either first or second in all those, RBI. He's got 29 right now. He's got an 848 OPS. Hitting 293 in 54 games. And he did not have a great series against St. Lucie. At the time, the Mets were playing the worst of anybody in the league. So I'm sure he... And he got off to a good start. I think he had two hits in the series opener, but it was downhill from there. And he only went 3-for-21 in that series. Again, with two hits in the first game. 2-1 count now, and he pops this one foul again. And it's two balls, two strikes. Well, he singled in the second inning today. Cuevas trying to strand a pair. A walk and a hit in the inning. Looks back to second. The 2-2 pitch home is grounded to third. Tillian backs up, sets his feet. The throw is perfect. Curiali is out, and the inning is over. Good defense this game by Junior Tillian at the hot corner. Two stranded by Cuevas. The Mets will take their 4-0 lead to the fourth inning at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Nine, one, and two will bat for the Mets in the fourth. Moving right along here at the Dean. Ryland Thomas takes the ball inside. If he didn't jump back, would have been the third hit batter by Hansel Rincon. Cone's had a terrific season, but has been off the mark tonight as he throws another pitch inside. It's 2-0. This is his 11th start, 5-2 record, a 3.16 ERA. Probably a big reason why the Cardinals are primed to win the division. But today, four runs in the first three innings, and it got off to a poor start where he walked the first batter of the game, then gave up a two-run homer to Chet Williams. will bat for a third time this inning. Thomas shoots one deep center field, long run for Cruz, and will make a over-the-shoulder basket catch and bump up against the wall. That was dead center, and Cruz bumps up against the 400-foot sign. Ryland Thomas gives it a ride. When it's a long out, Ryland hit his first professional home run on Saturday. Can't hit it any better. This is a pitcher's ballpark as Lara flies one to center. Going back is Cruz again. Backpedaling makes the catch on the warning track. And Lara just misses home run number 8. Two deep flyouts for Thomas and Lara in this very pitcher-friendly ballpark. A lot of players over the years have told me this is where a home run comes to die. Makes Jet's home run even more impressive. Now here he comes. He's 2 for 2, and he will fly one high and deep to left. Going back is Rotondo. He's got room. He's got it just short of the track. I mean, in Daytona, or maybe Dunedin, the Mets might have just hit 3 straight home runs. Here in Jupiter, 3 consecutive outs, best inning so far. I guess you can call it that, Byron Cohn. Short break for Candido Cuevas, who's back to work after this on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Still 4-0 Mets.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Second full inning for Cuevas, who's at 1 2/3. Pitcher of record for the Mets, as we will reset the pitch clock. Let's get a ball off the field. Batter is Bernal, who lined out to left center. First time up, ground ball, and it's off the glove of Villavicencio out into shallow center field. It'll be picked up by Thomas. And Villavicencio snatches that ball back on the relay, and he's not happy as they have posted an error on the scoreboard. A long reach for Villavicencio, but he'll tell you, and that reaction did, he's got to make that play. Just didn't reach the glove down far enough. So both teams with an error now. And Bernal is aboard, Baez is next, so always good to see if you can get an out on the first pitch of an inning, as this ball is... back over the roof. Bernal aboard. Baez 1 for 1 with the single. Mets lead 4-0 in the fourth inning. Breaking ball dribbled up the third base side. This is going to be fair and no play to be made. A tapper by Baez halfway between home and the third. An infield hit. That's the way this inning's developing. An error and an in-between infield single. Tough break for Cuevas, times two. So here come the Cardinals, a golden opportunity to get back in the game. Still a long way to go. It's Adinson Cruz, who struck out looking in the second. came with the runner on third base and one out. So that was a huge out for Cuevas. His first batter faced. Breaking ball here is fouled away. Good news for the Mets is they've been getting a decent amount of ground balls tonight, whether it's Cuevas pitching or Quintana before that. So the opportunity for a double play hangs out there. They turned one in the first, nearly another in the third, just missed. 0-1 fastball is outside and dropped by Perozzo, but no advancement. A ball and a strike. Wave is set, holding the glove and ball up high by his chin. Throws one way outside, overthrowing at 93. We've seen him hit 94 tonight. 2-1 count. Wave is the pitch. And it's going to be softly hit out into right field for a base hit. Thomas up with it, and everybody will advance. Throw goes to second base. So a bleeder just falling into the outfield grass away from Villavicencio by Cruz for a base hit. We'll load him up. Talk about another tough break for Cuevas. Nothing at all. Hit hard this inning. A different game. He has three outs already. Here he has no outs and three aboard. So Espinoza will come to the plate as the tying run. Curveball for strike one. And if you're the Mets, you dug out Gilbert Gomez, Dan McKinney, the pitching coach who's back after being off last week. Not really concerned. I mean, he's throwing strikes, weak contact. Figure it falls in his favor at some point. Ooh. Backup breaking ball, call the ball. Pitch looked like it caught the plate. ABS said not. Throw it again. 1-1 pitch. He does throw it again, and it's driven into center field. Lara ranging back, still going back. Backpedals, makes the catch. A run is coming in to score. Throw goes to third base as the tag up is completed by Baez. It's an out and a run scoring out. Cardinals on the board. It's 4-1. Espinoza with a sac fly, plates burn all. And deep enough that Baez was able to go second to third. So they're at the corners, one down, and Bolivar is up. And Bernal reaching on the tough error. That was the best hit ball of the inning, and the only out. That's baseball in a nutshell. There's a fastball for a strike to Bolivar on the outside corner. He took a walk his first time up. Cruz still on first base. He did not tag. Waits on the pitch. It's outside. Ball and a strike. Bolivar only hitting 182 on the season. Just his second game against the Mets. He only played one time in the prior six-game series. Looks at this pitch all the way in. Called a strike at the knees. 1-2 count. Now, this is a big batter for Cuevas to get because he has Juan Bencho, a tougher out, next back to the top of the order. 1-2 pitch. Cuevas goes low with the curveball. It's a good eye by Bolivar. Two balls, two strikes. Runners get their lead. Mets playing back, hoping for another double play chance. 2-2 pitch inside and tight. Ball three. Full count. Now with one out, maybe Cruz does take off from first base. Cuevas holding the glove to his chest now. Comes set for a 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch is popped up on the infield. Mets might have a chance at two. It's caught by Villavicencio. No one's at first base, but it did not matter. Cruz had enough time to get back. So a shallow pop out on the infield for the second out of the inning. Bolivar retired, and Baez had to stand pat at third base. Now a chance for Cuevas to get through this inning, allowing just one run after the Cardinals loaded the bases with nobody out. Back to the top, and Cho, who has walked and struck out. Last time these two players battled, it was 3-0, and then Cuevas rallied for three straight strikes and a strikeout. He misses up high and away for ball one. Runners at the corners, two outs. One run has scored in the inning. Mets still lead 4-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Just missed. Two balls, no strikes. Cho motioning with his bottom hand, trying to straighten one out towards the outfield. 2-0 pitch, he will swing away, and he's late. Tardy on a fastball at 92. That pitch gets Cuevas back into the at-bat. Cho, the 20th ranked Cardinals prospect and rising up the charts. We'll take this pitch for a called strike. Fastball in the same spot at 93. Keeps the count 2-2, and Cho will use his one allotted timeout. It's quick. He's back in the box. Cuevas coming set. 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. The sinking fastball at 92. Good squeeze by Perozzo. And Cuevas gets out of trouble. Bases loaded, no outs, just one run on a sac fly. Mets remain up 4-1 through four innings. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fifth inning now. We're in the fifth inning, and it's 1-0 Mets. Anser Rincon was hoping he'd be pitching with a closer ball game based on how that last inning was going, as Tillian takes a strike. It's 0-2. Junior 0-2. A strikeout and a pop-out. Rincon starting to steady this appearance out. First three reached in the third, but then he got a ground out, a double play, and he retired three straight in short order in the fourth. 0-2 pitch coming, and Tillian will take high. Ball one. Well, between innings, Andrew Seymour, the general manager of the Palm Beach Cardinals, stopped in. Good to see Andrew. We'll see each other a lot this week. Mets are down here for the next 6 days. Changeup misses low. Andrew was my first boss in minor league baseball. He and Steve Gleiner ran the ship over with the Fort Myers Miracle at the time, now the Mighty Muscles. Tillian skies one a mile up into shallow left center Three Cardinals are there, and it's going to be caught by Rotondo, the left fielder. Tillian drops to 0-for-3. That was a massive shallow fly ball. Anyway, so I've known Andrew for a long time, back since 2012. He was the GM of the Fort Myers Miracle, and then after a few more years after I left here to Port St. Lucie, he came over to Palm Beach. This ball is rocketed to left field by Reimer. Bye-bye baseball off the roof of the Marlins building beyond left field. Jacob Reimer just absolutely demolished a home run. 5-1 Mets. That was an unbelievable shot. Reimer had his hit streak snapped on Sunday. He's 2-for-3 today, and that was one of the most impressive home runs hit all season by anybody for the Mets. Well, he had been on a really good run. He's batting, I mean, over 400 in a 15-game span now, but that would be the first home run in this span. Well, he was overdue for that, his third of the season. So they have the wall here, you know, regular outfield wall, and then over the outfield wall, you got basically a driveway that you can drive, you know, all the way around the ballpark, beyond the wall. And then after that, there's a building, the Marlins operational building. So this is a Marlins shared facility with the Cardinals. And it's a two-story building, and that ball bounced off the roof of the second story and skipped over. All the games I've done here over the years, and there's been well over 100, maybe count out on one hand how many times I've seen a ball go over the roof. And that would be one. Jacob Reimer. Massive homer. Perozzo is up. He takes the ball outside. It's 2-1 on him. Had a brief mound visit. Home run distance, 435 feet. Wow. Would have been a home run in every major league ballpark. Just a titanic shot by Jacob Reimer. The Mets back to the four-run lead. 2-2 on Perozzo, and he will nub one foul. Exit velocity for Reimer, 106 miles per hour off the bat. Launch angle, 26 degrees. And again, 435. It's an absolute no-doubt shot. Perozzo dribbles one up the first base side. That will turn foul. I mean, just for context, back at home when you're watching on Bally Live, that ball would have cleared that left field boardwalk. It would have been over the roof of the Corona Beach House. Probably would have hit off that batter's eye on the backfield. Perozzo goes down swinging on the changeup. Strikes out for the second out of the fifth. And will bring up Karell Paz. First time Perozo's been retired. So anyways, back to Andrew Seymour as he's stopped by the booth. My old boss between innings here. He brought a couple of folks with him. And one was a young man who I did not recognize. His son AJ, who was this tiny, scrawny little kid running the bases after games when I used to know him. He looks like a linebacker now, a high schooler. He looks huge. Didn't even recognize him. Just tells you we're all getting that much older. Gary Kendall will get Hansel Rincon out on a positive note. He strikes out Perozzo. Kendall will make the pitching change with two outs in the fifth. Mets lead 5-1.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Tanner Jacobson is the new pitcher for Palm Beach, looking for the last out of the top of the fifth. Grell passes at the plate, and he has not been retired. Hit by a pitch and an RBI single. Lots of Mets having a good game tonight as they lead 5-1 as we approach the halfway point of the series opener. Curveball. Big looping curveball for a strike at 76. And it's 1-2. Jacobson, 23-year-old from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Drafted out of Queens College last year. Check swing. Perozzo didn't, or rather Paz did not go. 10th round pick out of Queens College. It's not Queens, New York. That's Queens, North Carolina. In case you were curious. Two-two pitch, looped the other way. This ball falling fast. Rotondo on the run will have room near the line. Makes the catch and retires Paz. And that will retire the Mets in the fifth. Midway point here in Jupiter tonight. All Mets so far, 5-1.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Candido Cuevas has pitched well. A reminder, that run against him last inning was unearned. First three reached base. Only one scored. The man who scored, Bernal, reached on an error to start the inning. R.J. Yeager will start this inning by taking a fastball low at 92. Hansel Rincon, his final line, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Gave up 2 home runs. That's the line for the Palm Beach starter. The Mets got to him much better tonight than they did last time. Of course, the last time they faced him, Lionel Lovice was the other side, walked 8. It was a 6-0 game. Mets had just lost their 9th in a row after that. But the Mets have really turned it around after that game. Gilbert Gomez spoke to the team, still confidence in the group despite losing that game 6-0 in 7 innings. The Mets are 11-8 since, trying to make it 12-8 in their last 20. Rocket shot. Oh, what a stab by Tillian. Gets up, throws to first, and retires Jaeger. Outstanding play by Tillian at the hot corner. He's been good all night there. That was his toughest test. A smashed one-hopper that got him down to a knee, stabbed it to his left, and spun around. Pops up and makes a good throw. He came ready to play with the glove at third base. Reimer, broken back ground ball out to Williams, and he will fire across, and that beats Rotondo by just a step. It was a hard hit ground ball that still required Jett to be quick and accurate to get the out. So two quick ground outs. Rotondo breaking his bat on that one. Say Reimer with the home run today, plus a single. Usually plays third, but he gets the day off from the field as the DH, so that puts Tillian out there. Boy, Tillian has been asked to do a lot as fastball comes in for a strike to Kiriali. Kiriali a single in the second and a ground out to end the third with runners at first and second. He floats one on the infield, takes a slow bounce out to Villavicencio, whips it to first base, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. All the infielders involved, a ground out to third, then short, then second. Martinez received all the throws at first. It's a 5-1 Mets lead at the end of five. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jett Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald with you from the Dean, as we call it lovingly, down here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're in the sixth inning, bottom of the order, Yerel Martinez, Kevin Villavicencio, Rylan Thomas batting. Yerel with the foul ball on the first pitch from Jacobson, and then he whiffs over the top of a curveball, big uppercut swing. As part of the order, 0 for 6, but Martinez does have an RBI ground out. And he swings at the back foot curveball and strikes out. 0 for 3 for him. And Villavicencio next. Grounded out twice, including once into a double play. Kind of has the double play bug into one on Sunday, and he did it as the Mets were mounting a comeback. And he was not very happy about that. Hit 2-1 in the third inning, so to get bat going. He's been probably the Mets' most consistent hitter for a month plus. Breaking ball, a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two as he could not hold up on a breaking ball outside the first pitch. Breaking ball backs in for strike three. We saw three curveballs One in the other batter's box he couldn't hold up on. One over the middle, but he thought was low. And that third was inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts. In the top of the sixth, Mets lead 5-1. As Ryland Thomas comes up, and Ryland takes a strike. Thought he had a chance at his second home run in the last couple of games. And he slugged one out to deep center last time in the fourth. He goes opposite field here. Ballpark will hold it. Rotondo, the left fielder, puts it away, and that is a quick 1-2-3 inning turned in by Jacobson. If you blinked, you missed it. Halfway through the sixth inning, St. Lucie 5, Palm Beach 1.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Candido Cuevas back to work in the bottom of the sixth, and he throws a pitch that's fouled away by Leonardo Bernal. This is turning into Cuevas' best appearance so far for St. Lucie. 3 2/3, no earned runs, just one walk. Ground ball, foul, pass first, and it's nothing in two. And he's throwing a fair amount of strikes here, more than normal, 56 pitches, 34 strikes prior to that foul. Bernal 0 for 2. We'll take this one for a ball. One, two count. Fastball swung on and missed. Cuevas ramps it up to 94 and blows it right by Bernal for his fourth strikeout. One away. Seven straight retired by Cuevas. First three batters of the fourth reached on an error, an infield single, and a soft single to right. And the way that that sequence unfolded, looking in the Mets dugout, watching the infielders, looking at Cuevas, you would have thought that the Mets got three outs on those balls in play. They really shrugged it off beautifully. And I thought to myself, you know what? The way he pitched was just fine. He keeps doing what he's doing. He's going to get the outs. And wouldn't you know it, next three batters pop out or fly out, pop out, strike out. So as this pitch misses low for ball three on Baez. So that was a big sequence in the game. Bases loaded to allow just the one run. He's falling behind Baez here 3-0 and then misses badly with ball four. It's a ugly way for the streak to end at 7, 4-pitch walk. If you missed the early part of the game, Jose Quintana made the rehab start for New York in his first outing this season as he tries to ramp back up for a July Mets debut. Ending the third, a couple of hits, no runs. He has Cuevas to thank for that. Left a first and third situation. Runner goes. Throw is high to second. Villavicencio, a nice leaping catch. Baez steals second easily with one out here in the sixth. Cuevas came in with runners at the corners, one out, got a strikeout and a pop out. So he's faced a couple of tough situations and come through. Misses outside with the fastball at 94. Before Quintana was added on rehab, Cuevas was the original scheduled starter for this series opener. 1-0 pitch is sawed off. He took the roster spot of the highly rated Javier Atencio, who just did not have a good time in St. Lucie this year. Pitched in seven games and went 0-6. Had an 11-plus ERA, so he went back to the complex league. Rocket ground ball into left field for a hit. Baez stops at third. Cruz is now 2-for-3. All three at-bats coming against Cuevas. So a walk, a stolen base, and a sharp single. Hardest hit balls of the game. And it's another dicey situation for Cuevas, pitching with a four-run lead. Runners at the corners, one out for Espinoza, who lofted a sack fly to center field last time up. Cardinals trying to get closer before the back half of this, or back third of this game. Throw goes to first, safe. And Martinez sold it like he might have actually tagged the arm. But it did appear that Cruz was back in there. Pitch home is fouled straight back to the screen by Espinoza. Well, I'll look it up between innings, but Javier Atencio has pitched for the FCL team now that that season's underway. Curious to see how he's doing. Fastball missed low, but it appeared to be the right move by the Mets to pull the plug on Atencio and bring over Cuevas. Hopefully Javier will straighten himself out and be over in St. Lucie before the end is done. Runner goes, pitches soared into left field, long run over to his right by Paz. He will make the catch. Runs coming home. Tillian will cut it off. Another sack fly for Espinoza. Baez races home to make it a 5-2 game. Two consecutive sack flies for Espinoza. You like driving in runs, of course, but I'm sure Espinoza would have preferred to get hits in those two situations. Cuevas, you can live with that. The game unfolding like it is, exchanged the run for the out. Still a three-run lead as Bolivar comes up. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a pop-out. And he takes a fastball low. So the walk comes back to bite, that and the stolen base. Mets will now get activity going in the bullpen. Jimmy Loper. Throw over to first base, checking in on Cruz, he's safe. Five, two Mets, two outs, a runner on first, bottom six. Cuevas peeks over to first, throws home. Good pitch, a strike on the black at the knees. One-one, ground ball sharply to Williams. Backhand stumbles, whips it to second base, and has the force out to end the inning. Great play by Jett. Backhands that ball down to a knee, actually falls forward, has to push himself back up, and then the fast sidearm throw to second beats Cruz, fielder's choice for Bolivar, inning over. Palm Beach gets one back on the sack fly by Espinoza, but the Mets lead it 5-2 through six innings.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alfredo Lara leads off for the Mets in the seventh inning, getting late here in game one of this six-gamer. Mets lead 5-2. They've led two batters into the game on the Jet Williams home run. Lara skies one into left. Rotondo going back has plenty of space, makes the catch, and Lara is now 0-for-3. Mets starting to go down quickly. They have not had a hit since Reimer's home run with one out in the fifth inning. Six straight retired. Jet Williams 2-for-3 tonight. Got his batting average over the Mendoza line. We'll take a slider too high, ball one. Two-run homer in the first, singled in the second. Hit one very deep, but out to left in the fourth. So good swings tonight. As he takes the ball outside, it's 2-0. Pitch called the ball, and it's 3-0. And this pitch comes in, and that hit Jet. And he will pop himself up and head to first. And this is concerning. Didn't see where it hit him, but it looked high. He's looking at his helmet. Anthony Oliveri running out, wiping his forehead. Gilbert Gomez out as well. Jet strapping all the stuff off right now and hopefully heading down to first. Rio, and get much rather take a ball outside than inside like that off your body. Of course, he's been hit plenty of times this year. I believe that's the 10th. That has kind of calmed down recently, but that's scary when it's up high like that. So he's in discussion with Anthony, the head trainer, Gilbert as well. I think Alex Lowry, the umpire, standing right there letting all this unfold. The way Jack reacted, quickly pushed himself back up and started taking off all of his equipment. We'll head down to first. So stays in the game. Mets catch a lucky break there, as does he, having a good game. Hate to be marred by a pitch like that. So Tillian will come up. He's overdue with the way he's been swinging the bat in recent weeks. He's 0-for-3 today. First pitch, good breaking ball for a strike. Yeah, that, looking at the replay, and they give you a 6-second replay of the center field camera here in Jupiter. That ball looked like it hit him square in the ear hole. Jets trying to steal. Throw to second base. Offline. Williams safe into second with his 19th stolen bag of the year. Almost like Jacobson forgot about him over there. But yeah, that's seeing the replay and that angle of it, boy, that is even scarier than it looked live. He might have ducked out of the way just enough at the last moment as I try to freeze it. Maybe it didn't hit him in the ear flap, but maybe just underneath it towards the back of the helmet. Tillian flies one into deep left center field. Cruz going back. He's waving for it. He makes the catch. Tillian now 0 for 4. And Reimer comes back to the plate for the first time since his home run. Reimer, after the cool Sunday, is now 2 for 3 today with a single, a home run. Looking for a three-hit game. And trying to put the Mets back up by four. And he will foul one off right at home plate. Reimer is on the season now hitting .273. But his 2-for-3 day will make him 21 for his last 51. Slider outside. Ball and a strike. Got dueling bullpens now. Loper continues to throw in the Mets bullpen. In all likelihood, he will have the seventh. And the reliever down there for Palm Beach's Henry Gomez. There's a slider for a strike. Reimer thought it might have been a hair outside. Let's it pass, and it's 1-2. Jacobson's pitch, same pitch but lower, and out. So good take. Slider again. Two-two pitch, high and tight. Ball three. The fastball at 92. Slider called third strike. That's where the second strike was. Reimer tossed the bat aside. He thought he had ball four. But no, ABS rings him up. Nothing comes to the Williams hit by pitch. And Williams' 19th stolen base. He stranded out there at second. It's stretch time at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets 5, Cardinals 2.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Jimmy Loper is the new pitcher for the Mets, as expected. since teams don't warm pitchers up in the bullpen without the intent of using them. So what an appearance by Candido Cuevas in 4 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. He walked 2, struck out 4 through 74 pitches. It was by far and away the best of his 4 appearances this year. He's lined up for his first career St. Lucie victory. If Loper and whoever else pitches can get the job done. Still a ways to go, though. We're in the bottom of the seventh. It's 5-2 Mets, and Loper has missed with the first two to Juan Ben Cho, who has walked and struck out twice. Walked against Quintana, struck out twice against Cuevas, and there is a strike one call. Last time we saw Loper, he was pitching the final 3 innings out of a delay to get a win. Ground ball up the middle. That'll be cut off by Williams from the pie slice. Bad throw, and it's away from Martinez and into the Cardinals' dugout. Correction, no, it went off the front of the dugout and stayed in play. So the Mets get a fortunate break there. It didn't bounce in. Hard to see with this big column right in the way. That's the second error of the game for the Mets. The second time there's been a leadoff ground ball error. Williams did the tough part, which was getting to that ball in the pie slice, and then just made a poor throw to first, and Martinez could not dig it out. So runner on as R.J. Yeager comes up and takes a strike. Yeager 0-for-3 tonight, hitting .308 on the season. We'll foul one back. And it's nothing in 2. O2 pitch. A floater into shallow right field, falling fast. Thomas makes the catch. Full speed ahead, and he'll run it all the way to the infield. Great running catch to retire Yeager. It was too far for Villavicencio to go from second. Managed to make that play and keep his feet. Yeager out for the fourth time, and Rotondo comes up. He's 1-for-3. Throw back to second. First, rather. Not in time. So Loper pitched on Thursday. Again, the final 3 innings. Behind Ovias. Pickoff. Safe. Mets thought they stole one there. That was the game where the Mets, they lost the 7-5 game earlier in the day, couldn't hold that 5-1 lead. And then they turned to Ovias in the second game. He was pitching extremely well, and his start was cut short due to the hour-plus delay. Actually, an hour and 15-minute to the minute as Rotondo takes a called strike. So then Loper had to come in, and the Mets were able to use him for the final 3 innings. He threw 49 pitches. So hopefully enough rest to give the Mets some innings today. The ball fouled away by Rotondo, who stays alive. It got somewhat dicey early there in that appearance for Loper. First 2 batters singled off of him. The Mets were up 3-0 at the time. Then he struck out 3 in a row. And only 1 more batter reached base after that second single. Here's a fly to Thomas again. This one will chase him back, but he's going to get there. The runner didn't realize it. Cho is still heading to third. He's halfway between second and third. He will be doubled off. And Cho is in a squat looking straight down. Cannot believe it. I don't know what kind of read he got off that fly ball, but it was obviously a poor one. That was a fairly routine catch for Thomas ranging back. And then he just throws it to the infield, and Cho, all he could do is watch as Martinez stepped on first base. So the Mets get a lucky double play that will finish off the 7th inning. They remain up by 3, 5-2.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house. Making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We're in the eighth inning, and it's starting to spritz here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We have a new pitcher on the mound, and right-hander Henry Gomez. Trying to pull up the radar, and that'll be nothing yellow or orange or red on the radar. That's good. It was coming across the lake severely, but since it's moved over land from Lake Okeechobee, it has dissipated. A strike is called to Perozzo. We should be able to play unimpeded. Perozzo swings and misses at a back foot slider, and it's 2-2. Perozzo a hit by a pitch and a single today, along with a strikeout, and he will use his timeout. The weather looks like a nasty sell up towards the Vero Beach area in Yeehaw Junction. Everybody in Florida knows what Yeehaw Junction is. Perozzo, a chopping ground ball out to second. Stabbed by Bolivar. Good throw. And Perozzo is out to start the eighth inning. The Mets haven't mustered much, just one home run, or rather just one base runner since the Reimer home run with one out in the fifth. And that was Jett being plunked on the helmet. So a really good job by Jacobson, as Paz has no interest in this pitch, just standing there. The bat on his shoulder, looking around, takes a strike. Is he ready? There's a changeup for a ball. He's been hit by a pitch, singled, and flown out. Correll Paz. Curveball comes inside. He was ready for that one to get out of the way, that is. Tanner Jacobson went 2 1/3. No hits, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. 29 pitches, 17 strikes. Broken bat, ground ball, slowly out to Bolivar, will scoop and throw. And Paz is out by a couple of steps. Mets continue to go down awfully quiet here. And bus driver Ed, sitting below the broadcast booth. I see you, Ed. How you doing? He's heading from the top of the stands out towards the bus. At that stage in the game where Ed wants to get everything ready out there. It is strange, the 5 o'clock scheduled start, starting the game actually at 5:48. It's still going to be an earlier night than what we are used to, as this pitches a ball to Martinez. He's had a tough go today. 0-3, 2 strikeouts, and we'll send one foul. Catch the attention of Ed. Ball and a strike. Inside corner for strike two. Gomez throws one by Martinez. It goes to the backstop. Martinez doesn't realize it. Now he's going to try to bust it to first. Won't make it. He's out number three, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Henry Gomez. Really good relief work done tonight by Palm Beach. Mets leading 5-2. Cardinals will bat in the home eighth, and we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Jimmy Loper out for inning number two, benefited from the flyout double play as Cho got a bad read on the fly ball as the base runner. Curiali, Bernal, and Baez, middle three in the order, will bat the Cardinals, and the first pitch is pop foul by Curiali. Mets offense hasn't done much of anything since one out in the fifth inning, so they might have to hope that a five-run effort is good enough tonight. Loper delivers a pitch that's up high, a check swing on appeal. Davian Fry, the first base umpire, says no. Other games around the Florida State League tonight, they're all underway and all in the middle. As we got the head start, pitches outside. Jupiter is down 3-2 in Daytona. So Jupiter three games out with nine to play behind Palm Beach. Getting help from the Mets tonight. They got to help themselves too. Pitch just missed inside, and it's 3-1 on Curiali. West Division games include Dunedin beating Lakeland 5-3 in the fourth inning. Clearwater beating Tampa 7-3 in the fifth. That's an interesting series. Fastball missed outside, and Curiali will take a leadoff walk. Loper was close, not in the zone, some of those pitches. Well, Clearwater's won the West in the first half. They just promoted four of their main contributors today to High A Lakewood. Tampa is on a good run, just won 5 out of 6 on the road to Lake in Lakeland. So you got a surging team versus a team that maybe coming back to earth after the division-clinching game on Saturday. Bernal is up. He's 0-3. And this pitch is a ball low. Remember last year the Mets won the first half, and the day after I think they lost 14-2, and they were in a funk for about a week. So you got that championship hangover. Pitches high and outside, it's 2-1. Bernal, a line out, strike out, reaching on an error in the fourth. Fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. Fort Myers is up 6-2 at Bradenton. Those two teams 30-27 on the year. Only matchup this week with two winning teams. This ball is cracked deep left center. Lara on the run, and he will track it and make the catch middle of the warning track with a high reach at the very end. It looked like he was going to get there no problem. The catch was not as simple. Bernal cracked it in one of the deepest parts of the park, left center, just missing on a potential two-run homer. Brings up Joshua Baez, who has not been retired today, 2-for-2 plus a walk. And he will take a breaking ball down and away. Pitch down and away again, a fastball this time. Mets lead 5-2, one out, one on, bottom eight. Both teams with six hits, Mets two errors, the Cardinals with one. The ground ball fouled into the Mets dugout. That'll even the count, two balls and two strikes. Loper, the 2-2, high at 92, and it's a full count. And with one out, let's see if Kiriale takes off from first base. Pitch home is going to be popped up in foul ground. Perozzo sheds the mask and will make the catch right in front of the warning track. About 10 feet from where he crouches. A pop up to the catcher in foul territory retires Baez. Loper with the chance to work around a leadoff walk and keep the Mets up by three before the ninth inning. Baez out for the first time. Brings up Cruz, who has made it on consecutive times with singles. After he struck out in his first at-bat in the second. First pitch, breaking ball, too high. Well, we had Loper and his dad on the split screen on Bally Live last Thursday. It was not hard to spot Jimmy's dad. He had a customized Loper jersey on. This ball is popped up. Loper looking for another scoreless inning. Vivasencio makes the grab, inning over. Mr. Loper would be awfully pleased with the way this outings developing. Two more scoreless innings for Jimmy. That'll send the game to the ninth where the Mets maintain a 5-2 lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Vivasencio, Thomas, and Wilfredo Lara will bat in the Mets' ninth with a 5-2 lead, looking for insurance here. Before Loper pitches the bottom of the ninth, it will be Loper. There's nobody in the bullpen. Breaking ball is called a strike to Vivasencio. He's had a tough one tonight. 0-for-3, and includes a double play ball and a three-pitch strikeout. Done good work defensively. I'm sure he'd like to get a hit before the night's over. Not on this pitch, a slider outside. Henry Gomez continues to pitch for Palm Beach. He made quick work of the Mets, 1-2-3 in the eighth on just 13 pitches. And he misses away here and has fallen behind 2-1. Gomez from Venezuela, 21-year-old international free agent, signed in 2018, pitched last year for the Dominican Summer League Cardinals. Deep ground ball hit to Bolivar at second. What a strong throw by Bolivar from nearly the grass deep in the pie slice. Retires Viva Vicencio. Made it look effortless. Viva Vicencio trying to sniff out a hit up the middle. It is now 0 for 4. Brings up Ryland Thomas, who will try to avoid the same 0 for 4 night. Did reach on an error back in the second. Near a home run in the fourth on a ball hit to dead center. And a fly out to left in the sixth. He takes a pitch outside. Line drive, one hopped, stopped at short. Good throw by Espinoza. Line drive, one hopper. That's technically a ground ball. When I say line drive, I just blurted it out because it's just smoked. Just didn't have the height to get to Espinoza on the fly. The Mets, they might, as Lara comes up, unless he gets a hit and gets on base, the Mets are going to go hitless from one out in the fifth inning on and still have a great chance to win this game. Breaking ball a little too high. Bernal almost wanted to challenge that pitch, but we won't have the challenge system until Friday. 2-0, that's off the end of the bat, foul, off to the right. Lara 0-for-3. He started the game, though, with a walk and then was slugged in by the Williams home run. Mets have not trailed since. Actually led by at least two runs ever since. Lead's been as big as four a couple of different times. 3-1 pitches outside for ball four. So no hit, but Lara will get on base and give Jet another chance to pick up a three-hit game. Hits in the first and second inning, a flyout in the fourth, and he was plunked in the helmet in the seventh. Good to see he overcame that as Bernal will head out to the mound for a visit. While he does that, let's take a look around the Mets organization tonight. Big one up at Citi Field. Subway Series, and the Mets currently lead the Yankees 4-1. Max Scherzer giving up a home run to Giancarlo Stanton. He used to play in this ballpark for the Marlins and Jupiter Hammerheads. But Brandon Nimmo a home run as well. And Luis Severino, who's really struggled lately, is being beat up by the Mets tonight. Pickoff throw, Lara is safe. A chance for the New York Mets to change the narrative in the city, as the Yankees are 9 games over 500, the Mets 4 games under, but the way that the media and the fans have treated both of those teams, you'd think they are the exact same. They're the exact same games out of first place. 9. There's a fly into center field by Jet, lined up by Cruz, puts it away for out number 3. So Mets will have to hope that 5 runs in regulation is enough. Last hit by the Mets was Reimer's home run in the fifth. Made it 5-2. That's the exact score now as we go to the last of the ninth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Last call for the Cardinals. They've trailed since the second batter of the game. They've had a couple of chances to really get back in it. First and third, one out in the second, couldn't score. They had the bases loaded, no outs in the fourth, down 4-0. Got one run, and that's it. Opportunities have been few and far between. Sixth inning, they had a couple on with one out. Got a sack fly by this man, Espinoza, but that's it. So both their runs plated by Espinoza, sack flies. You can't do that here. As the leadoff hitter, Jimmy Loper trying to make it three scoreless innings for the second straight outing to end the game. And he pumps in a strike, and Espinoza showed bunt. As Loper has looked really good, he's walked a batter and another reached on an error, and that's it in two innings so far. Second pitch, another bunt shown but retracted. It's outside for a ball. Tillian started to come in. He's looking into the dugout for some instruction here. Mets third baseman is playing deep. He'll stay deep. Swing away by Espinoza, and he chases the high heat. Whiffs for strike two. It's the 8-9 hitters, so Loper has a chance to feast here. Not let it get interesting at the top. Fastball is popped foul. Now, Loper told me before the game that he got his dad that custom jersey that we saw in Bally Live last Thursday, 28, for 28 years in the Navy. That's a long time. That's neat. Fastball is popped foul. And Loper, I said, well, you should have petitioned Cello, our clubhouse manager, to give you number 28. He wears 29. He said, I didn't even think about that. Jawilmy Ramirez had already had the number before Loper arrived. Breaking ball is pop back foul this way. Now four rows up into the second level. The kids will be going crazy for it tomorrow, but with the ballpark closed to the public today, it'll sit. 1-2 pitch again, and this ball is pop foul again. That one straight back overhead. Now Loper keeps climbing the ladder with these high fastballs, and Espinoza playing spoiler. 1-2 breaking ball, fouled off right side. 1-2 count, I wonder if Loper won't try to bury one in the dirt. See if he can get a cheap swing there. Yeah, he went right down the pipe, taken for strike three. Espinoza caught looking, thigh-high fastball. Could not pull the trigger. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Two to go. Bolivar, the nine-hitter up. Mets trying to win their third straight game in the season series against the Cardinals. After the Cardinals won the first four. There's a fastball for strike one. And the Cardinals looked like a fairly dominant team May 16th through the 19th. Winning 8-6, 8-4, 4-3, and 6-0. Breaking ball for strike two. Mets won the final two, 2-1 and 4-2, to salvage that weekend. They've looked really good here tonight. Time has been called. Pitching's been good. Defense has made some plays despite a couple of errors. The young kids have swung the bats well, with Williams and Reimer homering in a game for the first time. Fastball up and in. First time they've homered in the game together, I should say. One and two on Bolivar. Loper's pitch. Knee high, strike three. Caught him looking. Bolivar goes down just like Espinoza, caught on a fastball. Loper's looking great. 2 2/3 hitless innings on the road. Pitched 3 scoreless innings to finish out the game. Last time he appeared, closing out a 3-run lead, trying to do it again tonight. All that stands in between him, and that is Juan Ben Cho, who takes a breaking ball for a called strike one. Cho, the first batter Loper faced, reached on an error. No problem. Second pitch just missed with the fastball. Too low. One-one, ground ball to Vivasencio. He backhands this one cleanly. Good throw to first. Ball game over. Mets win. They take the series opener from the Cardinals 5-2. Make it 3 straight wins over Palm Beach. And that's now 2 series in a row. The Mets have won the opener. And the Mets will pile out of the dugout and the bullpen, form the happy high five line for the first time of what they hope will be many times here this week against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Final score, Mets 5, Cardinals 2. The winning pitcher, Candido Cuevas. Losing pitcher, Hansel Racon. Loper gets the save. Another 3-inning scoreless appearance for Loper to close out a 3-run lead. Very impressive. Mets got big home runs from Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer. Prospect guys will be thrilled with that. Well pitched, good hitting, good defense. It all adds up to a Mets win, their 20th of the season against 37 losses. Palm Beach falls to 34-24, and they will wait to see if their FSL East lead remains at 3 or it dwindles to 2. That will depend on the results up the road in Daytona Beach with the Tortugas in the second place. Jupiter Hammerheads, currently Jupiter down a run in the 6th. Good stuff for the St. Lucie Mets. They take the opener from the Cardinals, a well-played ball game. They overcame the delay, what else is new, and got themselves a series opening W. We'll take a break, step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' 5-2 victory over the Cardinals at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up the Mets' 5-2 victory over the Palm Beach Cardinals on this Tuesday night. Mets now trail the season series against Palm Beach 3-4. They'll have a chance to even it up tomorrow. They've won 3 straight against Palm Beach. And the Mets bouncing back from that tough loss on Sunday to win this one. Let's get to it. The scoring summary. It started early for St. Lucie out of the 48-minute delayed start. Hansel Rincon walked Wilfredo Lara, and then Jet Williams attacked him with the two-run homer, the third home run of the season for Jet. It was 2-0 Mets, two batters into the game. In the third inning, the Mets would get two more. Jacob Reimer led off with a single. Vincent Perozzo was hit by a pitch, and then Karell Paz lined a single into right field. That scored Reimer to make it 3-0. Perozzo ended up going to first to third on the throw home. Yaro Martinez then hit a slow ground ball up the middle into a fielder's choice. That brought home Perozzo for a 3-4 Mets lead. Cardinals got on the board in the fourth inning. Three straight batters reached base on softly hit balls. Leo Bernal makes it on an error to lead off. Baez an infield single, and then Cruz a soft single to right field. So Candido Cuevas, facing the bases loaded, no out situation, gets the next three in order, only giving up a sac fly that made it 4-1. Jacob Reimer then slugged a 435-foot home run to left field off the roof of the Marlins building. Out there, banging off the roof and rolling over the top. His third home run of the season put the Mets up 5-1. In the sixth inning, the Cardinals would get a run on a sac fly as Baez led off with the walk, or took a one-out walk, stole second, went to third on a single, and scored on a sac fly on Espinoza. That's the only earned run the Mets allowed tonight. It was really about the pitching for the Mets, and really about Cuevas and Loper. Quintana, the Major League Rehab starter, an inning and a third, two hits, but he departed with the first and third one-out situation. Cuevas then got him off the hook and pitched really well. And what can you say about Loper? It was not a very dramatic finish to this game, thanks to him, which is just fine for the Mets. So there's your 5-2 scoring summary. Now the box score. Line score, 5-6-2 for the Mets. Palm Beach, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. That's the first time this year the Mets have won a game when they've had an equal amount of hits as their opponent. They had been 0-6. Not sure what that stat means, but it's a snap nonetheless. Hitters in the game, well, for the Mets, Jet Williams 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored in his third home run. Jacob Reimer went 2-for-4 with his third home run. They were the only Mets with multiple hit games. Perozzo went 1-for-3. Paz 1-for-3 with an RBI. Martinez 0-for-4 with his 21st RBI of the season. For the Cardinals, not much to speak of. The bottom of the order did better as Baez went 2-for-3 plus a walk. Cruz went 2-for-4. It was really multi-hit games for Palm Beach. Rotundo and Curiali had the other hits. The two top hitters, Cho and Yeager, combined to go 0-for-8. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Quintana, in inning the third, 2 hits, no runs, a walk, no strikeouts. He threw 26 pitches, 15 strikes. TBD, when the next time he will pitch. They keep him on regular rest. That would be Saturday, possibly Sunday. We shall see if it's going to be here or elsewhere. Candido Cuevas, congratulations to him on his first St. Lucie Mets victory. He's now 1-1, 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. He walked 2 and struck out 4. Loper with his third save, 3 scoreless, hitless innings to lower his ERA to 3.38, a walk and a strikeout. So his last two appearances, 6 combined innings with no runs. He's got a win and a loss, or a win and a save. That's tremendous. The Mets happy to find a reliable reliever in Loper to close out a game. Rincon takes the loss. He's 5-3, went 4 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Good work by Jacobson and Gomez, the two relievers for Palm Beach. They combined for 4 1/3 hitless innings, just 1 walk, 1 hit batter, and 4 strikeouts between the duo. Ball game was played quickly. Tidy 2 hours and 17 minutes. That includes the 48-minute delayed start. But it does not include the 48-minute delayed start. So imagine how fast it would have been if we had started on time. But the weather forecast is looking positive for the rest of the week. So hopefully we can play some 9-inning uninterrupted ball games with on-time starts. That would be a tremendous occurrence. And a rare one, the way this season is going. And for the Mets, they will try to make it 2-0 in this series and even the season series 4-4 when they take on the Cardinals again tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30. It'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, radio only at 6:20. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the St. Lucie Mets 5, the Palm Beach Cardinals 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.